Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
An Taoiseach Micheál Martin has told the COP30 conference that more leaders need to tell it as it is in relation to climate change. And I'm joined now by Jessica Woodlock, News Talk reporter in Belém. Good morning to you, Jessica. Tell us, I suppose, the nuts and bolts of Taoiseach Micheál Martin's speech at the World Leaders Climate Action Summit yesterday.
Hi, Kira. So the Taoiseach's, you know, overarching tone was that the world was at a decisive point and needs to do more. He said he was concerned that that common spirit of working together to fight climate change was weakening. And he took somewhat of an indirect swipe, I suppose, at US President Donald Trump, who describes climate change as a hoax, with the Taoiseach saying that the science is unarguable and undeniable. And by not telling citizens this, he said we're leaders, we're actually failing them. He said the world must act now. And he finished his speech by saying, you know, Ireland was making progress, but we are, and he is prepared to go further on that as well. Those sentiments were very much shared across the day here, Kira, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres went one step forward in those remarks. He has a reputation for really being able to deliver hard-hitting addresses, and he did that yesterday. He described the world's current trajectory as overshooting that 1.5 degree global warming target, and he said that was a moral failure and deadly negligence. He said the United Nations would not give up. And he wants this COP, and it's again that point we talked about yesterday. He said this COP needs to focus on implementation. And he said it's no longer the time for negotiations. He finished his speech, Kira, by calling for the 57 world leaders who were in the room to make Belém and COP30 next week the turning point.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Okay. You mentioned 57 leaders. There are some notable absences, not just Donald Trump.
That's right. So it was reporters and the media were told last week that about 52 world leaders had confirmed. Now, it was hoped that that number would kind of be, you know, raised in the last few days in the 11th hour that people would agree. But that wasn't the case. 57 is the lowest amount of heads and states and world leaders that have been at COP summits for some time. Last year, there was 100, and in Glasgow, there was upwards of 150. So that was something that was really noted yesterday, with the Taoiseach and others expressing disappointment. And just to say on that, Kira, it was some of those big nations that you mentioned yesterday, the US, China, but actually a lot of those poorer nations have been priced out of coming to Belém this year because of the logistical difficulties of actually getting here. There's huge pressures on accommodation. So a lot of the poorer nations actually aren't being represented. And on that point, you know, Belém is hosting this rather than some of the more popular cities in Brazil that people might know, such as Rio. And these things, as you know, Kira, are normally some sort of organized chaos. But yesterday, it very much was more chaos than anything. Throughout the day, they were still sort of setting up the venue. Carpets were being rolled out and not, you know, in the metaphorical sense. There was ladders everywhere. And actually, at one point by midday, all the water in the building, Kira, had turned off. And that included the so-called VIP room. So the Taoiseach, the Secretary General, Ursula von der Leyen actually had no access to bathrooms and running water. So a bit of a disorganized chaos.
Yeah, so not even organized chaos, just literal chaos and very few leaders.
Exactly. A
dwindling conference, if those figures are correct, 150 down to 100 down to 50 odd. The mood in the conference, lastly, Jessica, are people upbeat, or is there an air of almost defeat, considering the lack of, I suppose, attendees and indeed the situation on the ground that does sound chaotic?
The day definitely started optimistic, but that quickly changed. Those points I mentioned, you know, the schedule also ran about 2 hours behind here, Kira. And, you know, world leaders are working to busy schedules. Many of them, including the Taoiseach, came straight from the airport. So that frustration grew. And even from talking to government officials, you could really get that in the air. You know, last night, leaders left. The roads were closed. There was delays in bringing out leaders one by one. So I think that frustration was really palpable in the air. You could argue on behalf of Brazil and say, you know, they're preparing for the official start of COP on Monday. But given that there is 57 world leaders here today and here yesterday, I think they would have been expecting things to be a bit more prepared, and they'll be drawing their own conclusions from that as well.
You would imagine it will be a disincentive to attending again, unfortunately. Look, thank you very much for joining us from Belém. That is News Talk's own Jessica Woodlock.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.